Well, here we go. The streak has been broken. A few weeks ago, Lori and Julie were bragging that they were the only ones on the station that hadn't got a chance to work from home. Today is your lucky day, ladies. How you doing?
Good.
Oh, Rocco. I broke out in a rash. I was so nervous.
Well, you're sounding all right. You're broadcasting from your homes. Let's do a show.
Let's do it.
Okay, so I was exposed to the COVID, which then set off a chain reaction. And basically, when I got
right before our show yesterday.
Yeah. Get a message from somebody that had tested positive on Friday that I saw on Tuesday. And I realized when I got the text yesterday, I thought, gee, I better tell B. Arthur because there's probably protocol, or whatever you call it, that I should tell somebody. I should not keep this to myself. And basically, get out of the studio. And Julie and I booked it to the airport to go get our free saliva testing.
Okay, so Rocco, thank you, first of all, to Holly and Rocco and Brittany for filling in for us yesterday. But yeah, so that experience at the airport, if people haven't done it, it's pretty easy. Didn't you think, Lori?
I thought it was, and then you can make an appointment that puts you at the front of the line. But it took us like a half hour. They even paid for parking. But I will tell you this, spitting up into the top black line
was very hard.
Every ounce of
everything.
It is very hard. I'm a low grade spitter, and it took me like 5 minutes.
So they give you, so once you get there, just a couple things for people who go, because I think it was helpful because I was there right before you, Lori.
Right.
So if you're going to the airport or Roy Welcome's auditorium or the, you know, the convention center, the signage is very good.
Yes.
And there's a specific floor you park on at the airport. It'll tell you when you check in, and you know they'll make you double mask. They give you a second one, but when they give you the information about how to spit into this little container, that it's you can't eat or drink a half an hour before you get tested. But Lori, that was hard to have enough spit.
Julia, I felt like I was in a dystopian nightmare. There's like 40 banks of people just trying to spit into this.
And there's acrylic, you know, up. There's, you're not going to be exposed to anybody or anything like that.
Yeah, but they were cleaning.
And I was thinking about all those little kids because there were a lot of kids there with their mom and dads.
Right.
And I was thinking, how are those kids going to spit to the line? Because the lady kept saying, nope, you got to do more. And I'm like, I don't have any more. And then you want to like raise phlegm up from your throat and stuff. And it's just like, yuck. But you finally get it. And then we should know in like tomorrow.
And then you have to fill out something online, so make sure you have your phone, and that's pretty easy.
Yeah, you do need your phone with you. Exactly. That's another thing. What else did we need?
Well, I mean, they paid for parking.
It was awesome.
The test was free.
Yeah, it was awesome. And by the way, remember last Friday or Thursday when we were talking with Matt Belanger about the saliva test in the mail?
Yeah.
Mine came today.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, so that's another thing. I got that today. It was just kind of like, well, I needed it yesterday, but anyway. So Rocco.
Yeah, my family went down to the convention center Saturday and did the spitting.
Oh, you guys did it.
Yep, and my wife had been not feeling so great. And we're like, oh, let's check it out. And sure enough, we got our results maybe the next day, and all three were negative, so that's good. But that was another, you know, free parking, and it was pretty easy. You did have to scan your, you know, I don't know if you had to, but it asked you to scan, like, your health insurance card in that app.
Right.
And so we did all that. You had to put in the group number and all that. So that was one thing that people should maybe bring with them too. But
they told us not to do it. Just say you don't have insurance because everyone is entitled to these free tests.
Gotcha. Yeah, we just did it. But yeah, I had heard that too. So it's pretty, they got it down to a science, and I'm glad to hear you guys went and got checked. Let's hope for good news.
Well, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, neither of us have any symptoms. The biggest symptom I had was I broke out in a neck rash thinking about doing technical stuff. And,
Lori doesn't have an email address.
Oh yeah. I don't have a computer, Rocco. I am such a neophyte. I don't look at emails on my phone. And
I
so
told
they had
it
to
for
give
years,
me a laptop.
They might come in handy.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have a Gmail or something right now, but you know, we'll figure it out. We're not looking at each other. We're not connected via video or anything right now. We're not doing a Zoom. Maybe we'll do that in the future, but I'm at the studio and you gals are at your homes.
We are, and
Holly's across the way in case she needs to chime in, and we got the main engineer Mike here to make sure everything's working. So far it is. So good job.
It sounds all right. All right, so I have a question. How is the big promotion going?
Hey, we were 2 for 2 yesterday. I thought, you know, we're going to call it. We're going to announce some names, and nobody's going to be listening because it's just me and Holly and Brittany. Sure enough, we nailed it.
420 and 520.
Really? That is so awesome. You guys were funny yesterday. Can you tell everybody about the promotion, though?
Sure. So we want you to live for free. We've got $10,000 we want to give away so you can spend like the rest of November and December just paying for, you know, living expense free, right? Here's 10 grand, go do it. So what we're going to do is on our show at 420 and 520, we're going to announce a name. And if you call in 10 minutes, within 10 minutes, we'll give you $100 and then put you in the hopper to win the 10 grand. And it's called My Talk Live for Free. Because everybody's done so much good for us all year. We asked for help, you know, when there was the, you know, the stuff on Lake Street going down, when the project Down and Dirty happened. Everybody chipped in and like helped us so much. So we're just like, hey, let's give back to our My Talkers and say, take a load off. Here's 10 grand.
This would be so much fun. And so what happens if you hear your name announced, you call in, you win $100. And then you get put into the big kitty, right?
Yep.
For $10,000.
Yeah.
And to register, you just go on the MyTalk app. And if you've already registered for promotions in the past, you need to re-register. And also, you can go to the MyTalk1071.com website, and you can register on there as well.
Yep.
I just want to tell everyone to do this, because how fun would it be to just to win $10,000? And this is all going to be wrapped up in a bow by December 2nd, and we'll have a winner.
Correct. So,
Correct.
Yeah, what are we doing today? What are we talking about?
Oh, honey.
I don't have the sheet that tells me all the fun stuff that we're going to talk about.
Okay, it's not
a chef's surprise for you.
Okay, good, chef's surprise.
It's a chef's surprise for us. I just would like to know if there's such a thing as children's earbuds.
Oh, gosh, Lori has teeny ear holes. Is this where we're at? Because first of all, she didn't even know if she had headsets. Lori, really, we've decided your house has really got to catch up.
Oh, I have a gazillion little Delta headsets, and that's what I have in my ears. But they are falling out of my ears because I need children's size.
Well, you know, that's a good thing to find out, and I'm going to let you know during random today.
Okay.
Okay, so that's at 4:20, so we have a little time to get to that.
And where are you broadcasting from, Julia?
Okay,
the stage.
Okay, so originally I was in my main area, but it's vaulted. So after we went through our first run, where everything was perfect, I check in again with Holly and you, and they're like, no, you have to move. You sound like you're in an echo chamber. So then everything got moved out into my four-season porch. So I'm out here overlooking my tennis court that never got the bench, by the way, but it's new.
You can see things now, Julia.
Holly, you're right. I've never had a window, Holly. I'm going to be able to see the sunset. My biggest concern is, so I moved everything out of here. It's perfect. My biggest concern, of course, is that, you know, of course, it's time to do the roofs in my condo association. So they were supposed to start the roofs on Monday, so I keep wondering if it's going to happen this week, and the banging. But until then, I think I should be pretty good. But it's nice. I have a window. How about you, Lori?
Well, I'm in a spare bedroom that really functions as my travel staging bedroom, and I'm surrounded by photos, my microphone that I can sing in for karaoke, some games, some photos, and I too am looking out the window.
It's kind of nice.
I don't want to make a habit of this, Julia.
No,
this is.
It was so stressful. I'm just going to tell people how stressed were you guys?
Me?
You weren't, but Lori and I were so stressed.
I mean, Julia, I don't even cut and paste well. I had to type in the HTTP long address by hand because I am terrible at right clicks, and I'm just admitting it.
Well,
this will be a good week for you.
That's right.
It's a learning thing. No, but Lori, when you said I can't even, first of all, yesterday Amy's like, well, what's Lori's email address outside of work? And I'm like, how about Casey's? And I'm like, okay, I know that. And then she's trying to get it from Lori, and Lori's like, well, wait, I got to look it up. And I'm like, for crying out loud, I have it. I mean, so it's really, you're catching up, Lori.
Kicking and screaming. All right, let's go, because we got to get to our story. We can't get enough of.
All right, we'll be right back.
All right, I'm looking for something.
Did you find it, Lori?
Okay, this is, if people
I don't
could...
know how to... I've got Casey up.
Lori, what? Lori doesn't...
So, okay, well, the behind the scenes here is that Lori and Julia are each working on this amazing technology. It's, what is it called? An Uber mic, and it plugs into a laptop, Holly?
Yeah, yes, we use a program where we can broadcast remotely, and so... Lori and Julia are both using the same technology from different locations.
Yes, but the problem is Lori says her laptop is about to die.
Oh, what? Lori!
She can't find the cord.
Oh, God.
This is like the SAG Awards all over again.
Oh, my gosh.
I am dying. I just took a picture of what a Mac plug looks like and where to plug it in the computer and texted them to her. Lori, did you figure it out?
Uh-oh.
All right, well, we're just not going to talk to her. Hey, you guys.
It might be the Julia show for a while.
And Holly.
Hi.
And Rocco. Holly, you don't mind working. Okay, this is really...
Do you need a plug for me?
Okay.
This is something.
And we might need to have Lori mute herself while she solves this.
Click on the green phone, Rocco. We're going to do some on-air production. You can just click her green phone. Yeah. Click it.
Okay,
there she
I think
goes.
I muted Lori.
You
we're
muted
good.
Lori.
Hey, we're learning on the spot here.
I know.
Holly does this all the time because I think... Bradley uses this, Kenny, Jason. So this is the first time that you and I are using this.
This is the first time we've had to do it, right?
Yeah.
This is our first time. So did you guys, have you guys been watching The Crown?
Yes. Are you?
My wife's in, yeah.
Okay, I'm only in one. What are you guys thinking about it?
My wife watched it and said it was great, so that's all I can really say, Holly.
Right.
I'm loving season 4. I am more into it than I was season 3 for sure. Because I didn't even finish season 3 of The Crown. I was like, Mom, we kind of know what happens. So
right.
Getting right into the Diana drama. Now, I've watched 5 whole episodes.
Oh, you have? Oh, so you've gone all in. You're way... I'm only in one.
Well, what do you think of the first episode? There's a lot of drama in that first episode of The Crown.
It's, first of all, everything about the production value and how it's shot and the facial expressions and just the tension going on, it's so good.
Yes.
This show is so good. I think it just delivers. Is Meg liking it, Rocco?
Yeah, for sure. It's like her treadmill show, and she's like, oh, that's good. And she thought that, Gillian Anderson as,
Thatcher?
She said that was pretty amazing.
She's unbelievable. You guys, we just have to laugh so hard that Lori didn't know that there was a plug for the computer.
Well, she's still muted because I don't know.
No, I know.
I muted her and texted her, said, let me know if you find the cord.
No, it's so funny.
Yeah.
So we're sorry for everyone who's listening, but we are giving away $10,000, right?
Yeah, we are.
So they can deal with that.
420, we got that. 520, listen for your chance. If your name is called and you call in within 10 minutes, you get $100, and then your name gets entered to win the $10,000. So there are steps, there are layers to this contest.
There are things that are going to be going on. So do you guys... all right, so we're moving past that. Have you guys been doing anything else? Do you know what's funny?
I watched the Vikings game last night. That was kind of fun.
Did they win?
They won. They beat a bad Chicago team.
And it's the very first time our quarterback, after I think this was his 10th
I think he was 0-9 on Monday Night Football.
Yeah. That he ever won, and boy, he was so happy, wasn't he?
Oh, he really was. And it was a very exciting game, but that was something to do last night.
It was totally something to do.
Oh, and then you gave me the assignment over the weekend to watch the Bee Gees documentary as part of the Sound Unseen Festival, and
okay,
I really liked it. Boy, it
was it?
Yeah. I mean, they had so many, they had so many peaks. You know, they're like, hey, we're this little, Australian three-piece, brother band, and we're gonna be on the Ed Sullivan show, and yay, and then we're gonna be the next Beatles. And then, you know, okay, and it didn't quite work. And then they faded away. And then they came back again. And then they kind of faded away. And then somebody's like, you should kind of go like R&B and try this sound. And they went gigantic. I mean, they were so big like in 76 to 79. That
Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, that eventually they were saying like at one point, four of the top 10 songs on Billboard were Bee Gees, and then there was like Andy Gibb, and then he did that project with Barbra Streisand. Like, you could not get away from the Bee Gees, and then all of a sudden everybody hated them, and they just didn't understand it. They're like, why does everybody hate us? We just made music, and we sold a billion records, and you guys were our friends, and now you hate us. And the cool thing about the documentary is that they have kind of contemporary people giving commentary. Justin Timberlake, Noel Gallagher from Oasis, Chris Martin from Coldplay. And I thought it was interesting that they had Chris Martin sort of talk about what it's like to feel that backlash, you know, because like, hey,
Chris Coldplay, Martin from Coldplay?
Yeah, because Coldplay, you know, obviously was huge and everything. And then they got to be so huge that everybody kind of was like, you guys stink. You're just like a soft, lame U2, you know. And so he understood what that backlash felt like, so he could comment on that. Noel Gallagher had an interesting point about you cannot manufacture the sound of brothers singing together. You can't go buy that at a store. It has to really be real. And there's no sound in the world like brothers singing together because their voices are so similar and they can make these amazing harmonies, you know, like the Beach Boys and, you know, Oasis, I guess you could say.
But I thought
that was interesting. And Timberlake just talked about, you know, how much he loved Barry Gibb's voice. And it was really neat.
And the falsetto thing that he could do. When you think about, there you go, Holly. Okay, there is so much funny stuff going on texting that people are laughing so hard at Lori right now. Someone needs me to get Lori's address so they can bring over a charger. People are volunteering out in the world, the My Talk world. So thank you. It's such an all play right now. But back to the Gibbs. I mean, can you imagine, you know, working so hard and being this humble family from Australia and getting to be so huge, and then suddenly everyone can't stand you?
Oh, it was so weird to see it. I mean, the people burned disco records at Comiskey Park in Chicago, and radio stations were having Bee Gees free weekends on KDWB or whatever, you know. And it was crazy. Like, the backlash was insane. And then they never really came back from that. They maybe had one or two minor hits after that.
You're right.
It was kind of done.
It was brutal because you're right because it was Barry or whoever, Maurice or whoever the beautiful one was, did the Guilty album with Barbra Streisand.
Yeah, that was pretty good too. So there you go. That's my Bee Gees report. I think it will be coming to HBO at some point. So.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to that. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
All right.
With $10,000, but you can win other stuff like a $1,000 little blind spot window warm-up. Tickets to an at-home virtual screening of the film Uncle Frank on November 23rd. Plus gift cards to local retailers, restaurants, and more. See what's up for grabs and listener rewards on the app or at mytalk1071.com, keyword rewards. Now back to Julia, broadcasting from home. We did lose Lori to a dead laptop.
did we figure if that is actually the case?
I think that's what's happening.
Because it's just her name behind the scenes, her name just dropped off the thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, is she not trying anymore? Or is it just dead?
Lori just found it and she's getting an extension cord.
my God.
Oh, bless her.
You cannot make this up, you guys. At the break, I ran out to my car to see, because I waited. Amy B. Arthur brought everything out to my car yesterday while I waited for her to get our little COVID at home kits ready. And I was almost all the way to Lori's house, and she goes, oh my gosh, I forgot to give you the cords. So I drove back to the office yesterday to get the cords. So she specifically put them in both of our boxes. And so we knew Lori had it, and now apparently she just phoned.
B. Arthur has been trying to take a vacation for like 2 weeks. And she is working harder than anybody at the station.
Her life is like the movie Clerks right now. She's not even supposed to be here. No.
And Holly, you've been pulling like 90 shifts too, so thank you. I just have giggles so bad because she's like, Okay, here we are. We're professionals. Okay,
but this is fun because so many people around the world have been working from home since March. And you're finally getting a taste of it. So welcome.
How does it feel, Julia?
Okay, it's good. But, you know, the whole funny thing about this is so I have two screens up on two different laptops and this mic between me. And there's no Zoom happening because we can't even see each other still. So because that's what everyone's thing was about, being on Zoom and looking at themselves. I kind of like this where you can't see anyone, but it's hysterical. So thank you. I don't have on sweatpants, and I do have on pants.
So you have hard pants on right now.
I do.
This is good for you.
Oh, look.
You know how much Lori's sweating, and I can just hear Casey.
But we could hear her. Lori and I talking to Casey off of the air. Now, it looks like somebody named Lori might be joining us now. Lori.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
There she is. Welcome, Lori.
If there had been a camera following me around, it would have been hysterical. I woke up Casey. I find out what a little napper he's in the afternoon. And I'm running around looking for cords when all he had to do was look in the computer and bag.
I told you.
Oh, Lori. Lori.
Lori. No wonder I got a rash this morning. I knew this was going to happen. But I'm plugged in. I'm surrounded by extension cords and things. And can you hear me?
You sound good.
Lori, we just laughed so hard.
No. I have such a headache. I told my mom, I can't talk to you today. I'm advanced nervous about technology.
Good grief. Well, here we are. Yeah, and I worked from home for a while, and now you're starting to see what it's like. You're surrounded by extension cords. Your husband's napping. You're learning.
I don't like it.
I feel for everyone. And imagine doing this and pretending to do your job, and then have little kids there too. I would lose it. I would have just lost it. So
I'm sitting downstairs making commercials while my kids playing Minecraft, and I'm like, "Can you just stop for 1 second? I got to do this Southern Lights ad." You'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to keep trying. Okay. Lori, did you tell Amy not to come to your house?
Yes, I did. I'm sure she's having a great week off with
she's been trying to take time off since March, and it never happens. She is holding this radio station
together.
We laughed
so hard about you, Lori. So, okay. I'm glad you're back. Well, okay. So this is really sweet. So Wolfgang Van Halen released his debut single since his dad, Eddie Van Halen, died, and it's called Distance, and it's a tribute to his dad, and it comes with a video, and I think Holly posted the video for us today, and it's this video, it's beautiful, but he calls it an open letter to his dad, and the kind of the chorus is, no matter what the distance is, I'll be with you. And then it's just bundled with all these cute home videos of him with his dad. And it's about the sweetest thing in the world. So let's just listen.
The Carson Daly on the Today Show. And he said, I know people might say, oh, what is this guy just trying to make money off of his dad's death? And he said, but all of the proceeds are going to my dad's favorite charity, which is Mr. Holland's Opus. You remember the movie with Richard Dreyfuss. And it provides kids with musical instruments that might not be able to, you know, afford to go out and buy whatever. And he just said, so all the money, and it's just a way for me to honor my dad and in a meaningful way. It was really sweet.
Oh, gosh. And then the other thing that they do is that he has been... you know, putting this together because they know his dad had cancer for 10 years or 20 or whatever it was. I think it was long, but he was
10, I think 10.
Getting so much worse at the end. And he just said distance was about imagining my life without him. And he says, while the song is incredibly personal, I think anyone can relate to the idea of having profound loss in their life. And yesterday, apparently, he was on with Howard Stern, and there's talks about doing a massive Van Halen reunion and bringing back everybody, David Lee Roth, Sammy Hager, Michael Anthony, and even Gary Cherone.
Yeah, he was the singer from
Extreme.
Well, It'd be neat, obviously, you know, but it's almost like all these Prince, you know, tributes, you know, the one major thing is missing, and that'd be Eddie, you know?
Right.
At this point, I'd go see a tribute to Lawrence Welk if we could all be together.
And a one, and a two.
Tell crooners to do that.
He was a genius, you guys.
Oh, Eddie? Yeah. Or Lawrence.
No,
both.
Lawrence Welk.
Yes. From North Dakota, don't you know?
He had more people watching his television program on Saturday nights than any other network. He was a genius. He kind of held out on the money, too. Mo Rocca from Mobituaries, you know, from Sunday morning on CBS.
Yeah.
He did an obituary podcast on Lawrence Welk that with that funny-looking Fred Armisen from Saturday Night Live. It is so yummy. It's like 36 minutes. I watched it the other day. It was really good. But yeah, Lori, I hear you.
I mean, I like that. Now, have you guys played Kelly Clarkson? Did you listen to that yet?
No.
We've only been laughing about you. For
oh, okay, good. So we can still talk about The Crown.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about The Crown. We talked about the Bee Gees.
Profound to say, tell us.
Oh, I do.
Give me my mic back. Okay, go.
I really do, but maybe we can listen to Kellyoke because yesterday Kelly covered one of my absolute favorite Dwight Yoakam songs called As Fast As You.
Okay.
So let's take a listen.
It's back to who I was making out with at the time.
Yeah, I dated a cowboy biker guy who's a really good two-stepper, and this was such a fun song to dance to because you can do kind of some dips and swings. And I was just enthralled with all 6 foot four of them and how he could spin me around.
Mm. I'm sure you were.
So, yeah, I'm getting sweaty just thinking about it.
Lori, I was sweaty for half an hour trying to figure out if you were ever going to be on the show.
Oh, no. I'm glad there wasn't a camera because, first of all, I am in my pajamas, basically.
Oh, you are. I got dark today.
If I'm going to work from home, I'm going to be like the rest of America and have on soft pants and a sweatshirt. No hard pants for this girl today.
I've bought a lot of soft pants since March, yeah.
Right.
It's a good time to be in the soft pants business.
All right. Okay, I do have something to say about The Crown. I have a couple of juicy things that I don't know that have been discussed, and then we got to talk about this huge show that's debuting on ABC tonight after The Bachelor, Big Sky, which critics are calling one of the best shows of the year.
I'm super excited. Should we talk about it when we come back from the break?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Well, for all you My Talkers out there who have had to work from home at all during this COVID crisis, this is the show for you. This is the debut show of Lori and Julia working from home. And so far it's a thing.
Vern and Shirley.
I just think it's a Lucy. Oh my gosh, Lori. All right, so there's some great TV tonight. Tell everybody about Big Sky.
Okay, so this show Big Sky is from David E. Kelly wrote it, and of course he's married to Michelle Pfeiffer, a longtime TV writer, director, producer. He did Big Little Lies. And He's basing this show on a series of novels written by Cody Max, and it debuts tonight on ABC, and Ryan Phillippe is in it, Kylie Bunbury from our show Pitch, she's the gal, yes. I think she's from Eden Prairie.
Yes.
And critics are just saying, finally, there's a great, great TV show for free, because it's on, you know, network
TV, right.
Television. And Ryan has been everywhere. He was very funny with Jimmy Kimmel last night and then talking about a Tesla trip he did across country and how you have to, you know, drive to the supercharger. He was very likable because he's kind of not always been a likable guy. And then he was on with his two female co-stars. And Kylie, I walked away for a second, apparently she divulged something on GMA that's like a huge spoiler, but maybe they did that on purpose because they saw the study that spoilers make people more interested in watching things.
Exactly.
But it's a mystery thriller whodunit kind of a thing. And I think it's definitely going to be something that a lot of people might want to just tune in. It's, you know, the setting, of course, they filmed it in Vancouver where they film everything.
Everything.
But I think it takes place in Montana, supposedly.
Yeah, it's Big Sky, Laurie.
Big Sky. Oh, yeah, duh.
I was wondering when you...
And that, yeah, that's
well,
a place
I'm
you go
still
a lot,
having
Julia.
Cord it is. Trauma.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what's
no, I'm fine.
It's
now,
just the after
I'm,
effects,
you know,
yes.
A little shaky.
Well, you're we're glad to have you back.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so be sure and watch that. I think we're going to want to talk about it. And the other show that I'm
it's
dying...
It's on ABC, you guys, tonight.
Yeah, ABC. Have you watched any of The Crown?
Yes, I watched the first one. Holly's watched 5, and Meg has watched...
My wife.
Rocco's wife has
she's watched,
watched
a couple.
Yeah.
Okay, I've watched 5. I'm with Holly. I can't get enough of it, but obviously the Royal Industrial Complex is completely freaking out about The Crown Season 4, or the season where Prince Charles is an a-hole to Princess Diana, and we see how basically, you know, they were sick with jealousy about her. This is such an old institution, and the fact that Prince Charles people and all kinds of people in the Royal Rota are saying this is just an outrage, when before they delighted in the history of it, which means, you know, that Prince Charles has tried to change his image in the 23 years since Diana died. But of course, her revenge is she's still more liked and loved and more popular than he will ever be, even in death. And so they're attacking the crown as far as, you know, it's not true and this and that. But Paul Burrell, who met Princess Diana at Balmoral, he was 22 working in the royal household and she was 18, which you see when she meets Charles, you know,
yeah,
she's so young and he's 32 mm-hmm. or 30 and she's 18. He said, "The Crown is a true, fair, and accurate depiction of Princess Diana as a victim of people who really didn't care. And that Emma Corrin, who plays Princess Diana, is nailing her mannerisms and personality." And he said, "She wasn't taken care of when she joined the firm, as shown in the program." He said, "This is a peek behind the doors of Buckingham Palace. The palace doesn't want you to see because it's the truth. I was there from the very beginning. There's no rule book. There's nobody to help you. You just have to fumble your way through it and hope there are kind people along the way." And she was a romantic young girl. She fell in love with her prince. She thought he was going to protect her. He was going to love her. He was going to support her. But none of that happened because he was in love with another woman. And Camilla is a presence from day one. And he said that, like, when she, remember the TV interview and they show it in The Crown, I think sees the second episode, Julia, where they give, like, you're presenting the bride. Remember, you know, we saw Meghan Markle and Harry do this and they come out and meet the press. And she kind of put her head on his shoulder and just said, you know, we're so... Something about love, and he said, "Well, whatever love is."
Right.
I mean, he really did say that.
Right.
And so can you imagine that he says that out loud on camera?
No.
And anyway, he said the one person who was the most supportive of Princess Diana was Prince Philip, who wrote very supportive letters to his daughter-in-law.
Oh, that's nice.
And also... you know, it's kind of the same thing happened to Meghan Markle. She was loved.
Right.
Oh, the biracial princess, a new face to the monarchy. They get married. And then there's all this jealousy. And Charles was jealous of Princess Diana and how popular she was, as with other members of the royal party. Same thing with Meghan. But this time it's William who's jealous.
Right. Okay.
And Prince Harry... inherits, when their mother died, they each got to pick jewelry, and he picked the sapphire diamond engagement ring, you know. And when William got engaged to Kate, he said, "William, she should marry it. She's going to be queen. Mom was going to be queen." And he gave William that ring to give to Kate.
Okay, say that again. What?
So when Diana died,
right.
Prince Harry inherited that blue sapphire ring when she died, right. but he right. offered it. He said it would be fitting for your wife, who will be queen, to wear mummy's ring.
Got it.
So, anyway, I mean, it's kind of like that's why Harry got the hell out of there. The same thing, so much jealousy because Harry and Meghan were wildly popular yeah, with the people.
Right.
So it's interesting because Prince Charles has tried for 23 years to burnish his and Camilla's, you know, legacy. And that's fine that they're together and everything, but he made Diana's life miserable from the get-go. He basically picked her like a broodmare, a virgin from the right kind of family.
Right.
Knows
we knew
nothing
that.
Of men.
You're right.
And she loved him.
Yeah.
You know, it's really quite sad, but she's still more popular than he will ever be. So, yay, revenge.
Well, but are you thinking it's really just really juicy and good?
It's so good. And, yeah, it's fascinating. And it's interesting because Casey really liked Prince Charles last season.
So
and
did
he's
I.
just like, what an a-hole.
Well, you know what? Okay, but people get to change.
Well, yeah, no, I know yeah. that, but you see him in all of his coldness, and you also
yes.
see when you realize, Elizabeth realized she does have a favorite child. Remember, she's a distant mom. She's a queen. She doesn't have time to give kids baths.
You're right. Well, Lori, when you talk about how cold, think of his upbringing. It was so cold.
So cold, and she kind of knows it, but Andrew is clearly her favorite, and we see that in an episode. And you know, all this talk about how upset Prince William and Charles are, they really are, and they would be better off never complaining, never explaining through anybody, because that's how we know it's hitting too close to home.
Got it.
But
right.
it is so good. And, I mean, Gillian Anderson as Margaret Thatcher, holy crap, she was something.